So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today and share Destination Gold Coast's accessible tourism journey. My name is Lena Clintworth, and I lead Destination Gold Coast's tourism industry development programs. And one of those is accessible tourism, and it's definitely my favourite. So Destination Gold Coast is a destination marketing organisation in Australia. We market to the world to visit our city, like many of us here. With a team of 50 people, majority of them are in marketing, we have a small destination engagement team of two who collaborate with partners to develop the city's industry. As a marketing organisation, we may have a wide range of beautiful images of our city, but I should be straight with you. The City of Gold Coast is in its early phases of our accessibility journey. We are learning, listening, and taking steps to create a foundation that is buoyed by our overarching aim to become the most recommended destination in Australia. Parallel to this aspiration, the City of Gold Coast is moving on a path that will see us as the most accessible city in the state of Queensland. So what started our journey? Only 18 months ago, there was a rather large event on our horizon, and that was the major catalyst for change. In April this year, the City of Gold Coast welcomed the world to the largest ever inclusive Commonwealth Games. And it was the largest ever event for our city and the largest sporting event in this decade for Australia. During GC 2018, Gold Coast welcomed more than 6,600 athletes and team officials, including 330 para-athletes, and over 3,000 media representatives from 70 Commonwealth nations and territories, let alone the visitors to the city during the Games. And being the largest ever inclusive Games, the urgency to be ready and welcoming of everyone was very high. Now, the City of Gold Coast is a tourism city. It's a population of 600,000 people, where one in six jobs are related to tourism, and 13 million visitors spend $5 billion each year. And more than 80% of our visitors to the Gold Coast are from Australia, because we are far away. And research from 2017 shows that 10% of the Australian domestic visitor expenditure is from the accessible tourism market. When I mapped out our accessible tourism journey over the last 18 months, I was amazed at the many projects. Now, this timeline is a little bit busy, but I'm going to unpack this for you today. In February 2017, the journey began with the first Accessible Tourism Forum. This led to a tourism industry challenge to discover the city as a person with a disability. Then our visitor website, destinationgoldcoast.com, we added a new page, Accessible Gold Coast. In May 2017, we launched the Commonwealth Games Accessible Accommodation Platform on our website. Then near the end of 2017, we launched our Industry Pledge, asking the industry to discover how their business is already accessible and publish that information on as an accessibility guide. We then launched some different workshops, published our first Awesome Accessible Experiences blog, and launched a mentoring program as well. And more recently, we completed a project to ensure our visitor website was accessible, and while continuously asking the tourism industry of the Gold Coast to discover how their business is accessible, and resulting in further published online accessibility guides. So I'm going to share this journey with you now. So the Destination Gold Coast's first step into accessible tourism commenced with the inaugural Accessible Tourism Forum in February 2017. The forum was a very successful collaboration between our organisation, the City of Gold Coast City Council, and GoldDoc, the Commonwealth Games Organising Committee. Over 170 people from the tourism industry and community attended the inaugural forum. Our keynote speaker was Professor Simon Darcy, and he made a statement that really resonated with me and started this journey. It was that he had had to make over 700 phone calls and emails just to prepare for an overseas conference to ensure easy wheelchair access wherever he ventured. So this was definitely a turning point for implementing change in our industry. Along with Nick Morris, an access consultant for the Commonwealth Games and also a gold medal Paralympic basketball player, and two Gold Coast products sharing their accessible journey, this forum launched the idea that more accessible information was needed online. In preparation for the Commonwealth Games, a program was developed to ensure frontline tourism and hospitality staff had great knowledge of the city and that guest experience was front of mind. This was our next step in our journey. The Discover Gold Coast Accessibility Challenge was an element of this guest experience program. And again, it was another collaboration of resources between the City Council and Destination Gold Coast. The challenge was a full day where five teams of tourism industry were sent across the Gold Coast City to experience the city from a viewpoint of a guest with a disability. Each team of five had the opportunity to use two wheelchairs throughout the day, catch public transport, and visit different precincts within the city. The objectives were for participants to experience the city and discover the possible challenges a guest with a disability may have during their stay. Industry were excited by the lessons and learnt that there were definitely more, and they were definitely more aware of the barriers to access by the end of the day. They were asked to take those lessons back to their own workplace and implement change. Driving accessible tourism information online is a key strategy for our City Council and Destination Gold Coast. Our next step in our journey was collating the city's accessible products and sharing that information in one place for all visitors and locals to easily discover. In April 2017, we launched our Accessible Gold Coast page on our visitor website. Through collating this information, we discovered that the City Council had actually got some great programs and infrastructure out there, but we weren't talking about it. So basically, they've been building it, but now we started to promote it. Here's a screenshot of some of the articles on our Accessible Gold Coast page. You'll find information about the city's beach access and beach matting, some mobility maps, some changing places and recharge points, to name just a few. When the City Council develops more products, we again will add to this page. So hotels are using the mobility maps, and you can now easily find which beaches have the beach matting and beach wheelchairs. So with over 57 kilometres of coastline, there's a lot of beaches, and seven surf life saving clubs are managing these products for us, which is great. Also on this page is information about where you can hire equipment, and recent additions include accessible tourism experiences. Moving closer to the Commonwealth Games, in April 2018, a directory of accessible accommodation was needed. In May 2017, we launched our accessible accommodation directory. The opportunity began when GoldDoc, the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games Corporation, surveyed their contracted accommodation suppliers for the Games. So there was over 150 in total. The survey asked each accommodation supplier to have an in-depth look at their accessibility guests' journey. Consisting of over 40 questions in total, the results of the survey were shared with us, and we created the platform of information. The platform highlighted the accessible accommodation available on the Gold Coast. So if you chose a particular area and then clicked the accessible checkbox, you'd be provided with a list of accommodation in that area that was deemed accessible or partly accessible. So Destination Gold Coast knew from the survey how the product was accessible. But the listed accommodation providers, did they outline on their websites how they were accessible? No. So to close this circle of information had to happen. So this led me to develop the industry-wide pledge. So in October 2017, the accessibility pledge was launched via local media. This initiative was designed to provide the education and inspiration to develop an enhanced inclusive guest experience, and also a way really to drive the creation of online accessibility guides. So the pledge, we invited industry to discover how their business is already accessible and provide that information on their website as an accessibility guide. So for nearly 12 months now, we've been calling the tourism industry to pledge to the following: that their business will have a clear and easy to find accessibility guide on their website, and we've actually provided templates to help them build this guide as well. And we provided examples to help them complete the guides as well, for inspiration. The pledge also asks businesses to nominate at least one staff member to be their inclusive champion. This way I can have a point of contact to help drive the initiative and also work with the inclusive champion to ensure that they finish their accessibility guide. We also ask the businesses to attend some workshops and to express some interest in a mentoring program that we had underway as well. So we did discover that keeping the pledge really simple worked when we're engaging with the tourism industry. Prior to launching the pledge, we engaged with 9 Gold Coast tourism businesses to gauge their feedback on the pledge and help them develop their accessibility guides. So we had some guides to actually show the rest of the industry. And 8 of these 9 products have published their guides now. And since that time of the launch 12 months ago, we now have 30 published accessibility guides, and there's another 61 currently underway. So part of the pledge was inviting industry to our workshops. So in November 2017, we commenced the workshops inviting industry to attend, and to date we have focused on 2 areas. The Welcome to Accessible Tourism workshop raises awareness of the growing and valuable market, outlining case studies, introducing some champions that are already leading the way, and as well as outlining the benefits to their business bottom line. While our customer service awareness workshops provide resources, templates, and training that participants can take away and share with their staff. And every participant to our workshop walks away invested in creating their online accessibility guides. During the Commonwealth Games, we launched our first themed blog on accessibility. I know the image is not all that probably best for colour when it comes to accessibility, but we're learning as we go. The blog titled 10 Awesome Accessible Experiences is a collaboration of work completed by the City of Gold Coast Council and a consultant that has spoken earlier today here at the summit, Melissa James from Inclusive Tourism. Melissa also jointly facilitated our workshops mentioned a little bit earlier. So this may be our first accessibly themed blog, but there are more in the pipeline. In June 2018, our inaugural mentoring program was launched by the Queensland State Government. We invited all of our tourism products, which is over about 3,000 businesses, to take part in our mentoring program. We asked industry to express interest via an online form, but we actually gained the most traction by targeting specific businesses and inviting them to take part in the program. The 6-month mentoring program has 8 businesses involved and is fully funded by the state government. The program aims to help the tourism industry identify and remove barriers to access, provide training and staff handouts to deliver a higher level of disability awareness, deliver an access enhancement report to each participating business which outlines short, medium, long-term goals, and finally encourage and support the creation of their online accessibility guides. While supporting industry to discover how they're accessible, we at Destination Gold Coast considered how we could be more accessible. So in June 2018, just recently, we completed an accessibility audit of our website. This work has now been completed, and we have updated our font sizing, colour contrast for improved legibility, and we've improved the layout and alt attributes for images for better screen reader experiences. And to get that across with our brand team was fairly difficult, but it was a success. A key part of our strategy is driving industry to make accessibility part of their business as usual, part of their everyday. So at Destination Gold Coast, we've included accessibility in our regular messaging. We've developed and rolled out a communication plan around many of the initiatives, and we'll continue with that. And for every event that we hold, accessibility is a key requirement when choosing a venue and is always mentioned in our event registrations. The more we mention accessibility in our communications, the more it will become part of the everyday. What are we still working on? Our key focus throughout the last 18 months and the next will be to drive more tourism businesses to publish their accessibility guides. The more information online, the better. And the ownership of that information by the actual business has many benefits for all. One tourism business on the Gold Coast has already updated their accessibility guide 4 times since they published it. The staff have come up with greater ideas. I think they've got more than one champion now, and they've actually got a more inclusive customer service, and we invite them to many events to share their stories. Also due to commence next month, our website will start to pull in more accessible information from our tourism industry. This was actually mentioned by Ivor today from ENAT about the ATDW program, and that's a big project that should be rolling out very soon. The City Council is also assessing 50 tourism experiences, accommodation and restaurants, and when that's completed we hope to be rolling out further blogs and information for visitors as well as locals. And we're investigating with our partners at the City Council an inclusive champions working group where representatives from many industries, not just tourism, like health, finance, education and transport, for example, drive more change and understanding within the city. I actually got that idea from Chris Veach from the UK, so thank you, Chris. What have we learned along the way? Our first forum was a success, so we are planning another for 2019, where we'll highlight the city's progress and share some of the industry champion stories. Raising awareness and change within the industry occurred as a result of the accessibility challenge, but from a resourcing perspective, it was very time consuming. The Accessible Gold Coast page is a whole-of-city resource with many contributing partners, and we're always looking for more information to include, and from being at this summit, I've written down many subjects that are going to be updated on that page. And driving businesses to understand how they are already accessible and getting them to actually publish that information online, I believe, is a basic necessity. At our industry workshops, we have learnt that Gold Coasters, alas, are morning people and they do not turn up to afternoon workshops. But they do appreciate templates, cheat sheets, and training information that they can take back to their businesses. And providing downloadable copies on our members' websites, again, is another way of keeping accessibility front of mind. What else have we learnt? That Destination Gold Coast needs more inclusive images. And we've now got a budget to create that now. And the mentoring program, getting all participants at a launch event where we had industry champions sharing their stories and inspiring everybody, created some great energy to commence any new program that we'll roll out. And finally, what new ideas do I have? Well, that's why I'm here at this summit. I've just written down a few that I wanted to share. I wanted to say thank you to Helena from Portugal and Lynn and Francis from Quebec. I'll now be advocating for a funding model to support our strategies moving forward. To Edward from Visit Flanders for sharing the idea of a multi-sensorial experiences. And thank you also to Kirsten Brandenburg for sharing your icons. So the pictographs, yeah. Yes, I really like those. And also for Ivor from ENAT for outlining standards and reminding me of the importance of measurement, where we are now and where we want to be. So thank you for listening to our journey from the last 18 months. If you'd like to reach out, ask questions or share any ideas, I'm all up for it. Please feel free to email me or catch up with me now.